Next in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Wow, when you're out in the dating world, it can be tough. I don't miss it, I'll be honest.
Tough, rough, tough.
I love it. I love the hunt. I feel like a lion stalking the Serengeti of love.
Ooh, I like that.
There you go.
Every girl that was listening just got turned off.
She's like, what? What is happening? But that's, you know, it happens. But you have to be in the dating scene in order to find that, you know, special someone in your life. And today we have Todd on the phone because he thought he found someone special, but she's not getting back to him. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's it going?
Good, honey. So tell us what's going on.
So I recently met up with this girl, Tabitha. And she's really cool. And we met on Tinder, and we've had a date. We went to the Nitty Gritty.
Nice.
We had some drinks and food, and like I think we danced a little bit. Great conversation. And I even gave her a kiss on the cheek, and she smiled and stuff at the end. And
so sweet.
Yeah, I thought everything was cool, but she hasn't gotten back to me.
Okay.
So I'm just seeing.
Okay.
Just checking in.
Very fun.
So you met her on a dating site or from someone that you know?
Tinder.
Gotcha. Oh, on Tinder.
Oh, very nice.
It's very popular these days.
So I hear. I don't know. I quit. I left
you
my
did.
Tinder account.
I tried to get Aaron on Tinder and you did really well, actually.
I did well. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like judging people.
It's judgmental. It's very judgmental.
It's not for everyone. Well, listen, Todd, is there anything that you think maybe that you said that was like not of a pleasing sound to her, or maybe you didn't look the greatest that you thought you did? Did you actually look like your picture? We get that a lot.
Yeah. Pretty much. And she did too, of her picture.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it seemed like everything was pretty cool. Everything looked like everything went well.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand why she hasn't reached back to me.
Got it. You know, I'm just going to throw this out there. You got that voice that girls are probably like, oh, he sounds hot. You just have that hot sounding voice, so, just to let you know.
Sort of the raspy,
yeah.
Like, hey, girl.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. But it's not about me. It's about all the other girls that are listening.
Yeah, you need to cool down over there.
I'm a married woman. I'm just letting you know. All right, so Todd, how did this date end?
I brought her back home, kissed her on the cheek, smiled.
So you said.
She said, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice.
She said she'll follow back, but she never did.
So how long has it been?
About like a week.
Okay.
A week.
It's a long time in the dating world.
It is. Ugh. All right, Todd, are you ready, my man? We're going to give Tabitha a call.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tabitha?
Yeah, this is Tabitha.
Hi, honey. This is Krista Shading and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the air, girl.
Oh.
What'd it do?
Okay.
Now, we're calling for a specific reason, and that would be a really hottie named Todd, who you met on Tinder, who's like, where did you go, girl? We had fun at the Nitty Gritty. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember Todd.
You might still have some of his saliva on your cheek.
Yeah.
Don't know if you've taken a shower in a week.
No, he was a gentleman, but I don't understand. Did something happen to him?
Well, no, he's wondering what happened to you. Oh, he's called us. He wants to know why you haven't gone back to him.
Okay.
He likes you. He likes you. Why don't you like him?
So when we were talking back and forth, when we met on Tinder, what really got my attention is he was asking a lot of questions. Because sometimes when you're talking to someone, they're like, hey,
sup? I'm so cool.
Yeah, and he asked a lot of questions, and he was very specific, and so I thought, wow, it seems like, you know, he's very attentive. But he didn't say much about himself, so I thought, well, maybe once we go out and meet face-to-face, maybe he'll be more talkative. And he wasn't.
Oh.
There didn't seem to be anything interesting about Todd. I mean...
What do you mean?
He just seems like... Hey, I'm...
Well,
yeah, it's just boring.
We're not that close to Todd ourselves, so tell us a little bit. What do you know about Todd? Why is he boring?
Well, I mean, I got to be honest. He said he works at Bed Bath & Beyond, and I was like,
I love that place!
I would spend my whole shift just walking around. I thought that was interesting, but sure. It was more like a convenient, safe.
It's a lazy job.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a lazy job. Hey, girl, I worked retail. I was a manager. That is not a lazy job.
Well, I don't think he's on the management track. I think he's on the, I could work the register all day and just be content. Like, there isn't anything, he's just humdrum. Like, I don't, okay. I didn't hear what his goals are, ambitions, like anything he's passionate about. What he wants to do for fun.
I gotcha. Really, there's just nothing going on with any stimulation from this man.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
It was more like an interview than a date. Like, he asked questions, I answered, and then I was like, and?
He's just kind of dry.
What about you? Just blah.
Well, listen,
I'm just not into blah.
He's quiet as can be because he's on the phone right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Todd, apparently you have the driest personality west of the Sahara. So
oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I love you.
Todd, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, why are you so dull? What do you do for fun?
I do stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You do stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that was very descriptive. Thank you, Todd.
So
it's kind of weird to me how, like, Tabitha, that you didn't reach back to me, and then all of a sudden you're saying that I'm not ambitious and stuff. It just seemed like you weren't, like, ambitious enough to tell me that or to reach back to me when I message you, you know?
You should always message someone back.
I don't really think I need to, like, you know, write a letter or... We went on one date, and you kind of know when you meet somebody. There's a spark.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it seemed like we had a good time. It seemed like we had a good time, and, like, you were showing all the signals of a good time, but then you didn't get back to me and say, to be honest, hey, why you don't want to, like, meet up again, or just be
friends.
I think
I just did.
Yeah. Tabitha, would this be the most conversation that you've had with him, is right now?
Yeah, but, I mean, are you see what I mean? It's just, it's like one volume, one setting.
Yeah, to be fair, Todd, I don't know anything about you. I'm not getting anything from you, so just tell me one really cool fact about you, Todd. Just one amazing fact that'll make me go, wow, that's a cool guy.
I'm a gamer.
Okay.
So Tabitha,
listen,
my ovaries just died.
Tabitha, if you would like to go on another date with your boy Todd, we would like to pay for it if you're interested in said date.
No.
No. Well,
fair enough.
We tried.
Unless.